You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Arch of ArcherRadio.com, and we are continuing with call-in week, and this is our third call-in show, and the boyfriend, Stanislaus or Cletus or whatever he's calling himself, he's getting us another glass of wine, while I try to contact this person who, oh my goodness, excuse me, who put his name on the list. I don't know who he is. Let's look at this profile. It doesn't have any information. Let's just call him and see what happens. Oh, we actually get to hear the ringing this time. Answer the phone. BPH. Call refused. Oh my. Well, that was rude. I guess that means he's talking to somebody else. Oh, and of course, where did Mr. Poos go? Mr. Poos is gone. Well, crap. Now there's nobody to talk to. Well, who do we talk to now? Well, we can just have a regular podcast for now until someone comes online. Because we are on Skype right now. And, fuck. That person refused the phone call.
Why?
I don't know. It didn't say. And now,
and
Mr. Poos is gone. Fuck, so I think our call-in show is done. Should we, do you want to talk to somebody else again?
Can you call Mr. Poos?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, he got offline. No, Mr. Poos isn't online. But you know what we can do?
What?
We can, let's go to Gizmo and see if we can add Gizmo and see what that'll do.
What do you mean we refused a phone call?
It just said call refused. I have no idea what that means.
Well, he decided he didn't want to participate anymore.
And then he got offline, so I don't know. We're going to hijack. Oh, that's Stanislaus, sir. We're recording, by the way, sweetheart. Oh, Michael Perry's on Gizmo, too. Oh, no. Skip version. Oops, someone's calling. Travis is calling. Ooh, answer. Hello?
Hi, Archer. I'm sorry. I had to switch computers real quick.
Oh, were you the BHP or something?
Yeah, Be Free.
Oh, Be Free. Okay. Hey, do you have headphones?
No, actually, I don't.
Okay. You might need to turn down your volume a little bit because we're getting feedback.
Oh, okay. Let me turn it down one second. I need some headphones.
Okay.
What are you guys up to?
Not too much. We're just doing the call-in show, and it was going so well, we decided to do a whole nother show, even though it's past the time I set up we were going to be online. So we're just chatting, and the boyfriend's here. Say hi, boyfriend.
Hi, boyfriend.
This is Travis.
I have a brother-in-law named Travis.
No, how did you come up with Stanislav?
I just had to pick a name, and...
Now, did you get it from the movie... Her Alibi, starring Tom Selleck?
No, actually, I got it from my Catholic school days. My parents had always threatened to send me to St. Stanislaus unless I behaved. It was a boarding school for bad boys.
Where was this?
In New Orleans in the 70s.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
But St. Stanislaus has been blown away by Hurricane Katrina. So, I guess Jesus didn't like St. Stanislaus.
Ouch. I guess not. Actually, I live in Houston, and we got a lot of people from Katrina here.
Oh. Wow.
Well, now, Travis, tell us something about yourself, because this is the first time we've talked to you.
That is correct. Let's see. I have two little dogs, and they're great, and they're sitting with me right now.
Aw, how cute. So now, how old are you?
I am 31.
31. And how long have you been listening to Archer Radio?
About 2 months now.
Okay, that's right. You just sent me an email recently, right?
That is true. Yeah, I ordered GarageBand 3, and I've been playing with that all night.
So. Oh, very good.
How long have you lived in Houston?
I moved down here in 2002.
Okay.
Now, are you
before
single?
Before that, I lived in Chicago. Yes, I am single currently.
Apparently?
No, currently.
Currently, I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, one would hope that you would know if you're single or not.
I would think so, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm going to go out a little later tonight, but right now, the dogs and I are hanging out.
Now, what are the names of your dogs?
Alberto and Isabella.
Aw, how cute.
Well, they're Cuban. They're Cuban lap dogs.
Oh, do they actually sit in your laps too?
Yeah, actually they do. Right now, Alberto is right now. He's trying to get in my lap, but it would interfere with my laptop, so he's not going to get up there right now.
Ah, now you say laptop. Do you have an Apple or a PC?
I have both actually, but right now I'm on my Apple.
Excellent, very good.
For work, I have to use a Windows machine, but for home, I have an Apple.
Good for you. I'm glad to hear that.
So what do you do for a living?
I do research. I work at one of the local medical schools, and I do research there.
Okay.
Very good.
Do you like Houston?
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has pluses and minuses. The pluses are that it was 70 degrees today, and I have worn a winter jacket once this year.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah. Oh, did you have to leave for Hurricane Rita?
No, actually I didn't.
Okay.
So, we did not have, my part of the city did not have to evacuate.
Okay.
That's good.
So are you a cowboy now? Do you go to cowboy bars?
I've been once. I went for the first time. Well, actually, in Chicago, I went to this cowboy bar more often than I do here. But there's only one in Houston, really.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Yeah, that is surprising.
Yeah, and, I've been there once. It's nice. I don't know how to two-step, though.
Okay. So, Archer's a very good two-stepper.
I don't know.
Are you really?
No,
oh,
I don't.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He's lying. I don't know anything about it.
Oh, come on. You might have fun. You never know.
Well, I've been a couple times to the Western bar here in D.C., but I don't really know how to do anything.
We should tell Travis what you're wearing. You are wearing a pearl button cowboy shirt, a pair of Speedo thongs, cowboy boots, and a cowboy hat.
Do you believe that, Travis?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, it's exactly... Now, I have to say, the cowboy boots are red, and the shirt is black with red roses embroidered across the top with some white faux pearl buttons, and he's wearing a big white 10-gallon hat.
Wow,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is this your fantasy?
It's how he dresses. He dresses this way all the time. I tell him, "Honey, you can't go to work dressed that way." But he says, "I am. This is how I am, and I want to express myself."
I'm sure the kids love it.
They
do.
Oh,
they do.
And with this Go ahead.
No, what part of DC are y'all in? See, that's one thing I picked up: y'all and fixin'.
Well, I grew up saying y'all. I'm from New Orleans.
Well, I am right outside of DC, about 5 miles outside of DC.
Maryland or Virginia?
Virginia.
Yeah. He was born and raised here.
Okay. I wasn't born here.
You were born you were born in France.
I was going to say, I was born in France.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
C'est toi?
I think that's a question for the boyfriend, not for me.
What? I don't even know what it means.
Do you want to sleep with me tonight?
Oui. So, Travis, right. Now...
Yes, sir.
Obviously, you go out to the bars because you went to the... country western one, but do you have a specific kind of bar you like to go to?
Well, in Houston, they're all pretty much one flavor, except, okay, I guess there's leather, and then there's generic kind of preppy bar.
Mm-hmm.
So I normally go to the preppy bar, although the leather bar is the one that's closest to me.
Okay.
So, in a pinch. No, I'm kidding. I'm not really big on leather. It's just not for me.
But yeah.
If it trips your trigger, go for it.
There you go.
But yeah, you guys should visit Houston sometime.
You know,
I'm not doing a very good job of selling it, but it's actually a fun city. It's pretty good. I miss Chicago. I like not having to drive. I don't know if you guys drive a lot in D.C.
Well, you have every day.
Yeah, you have to.
Okay. Well, you've got the nice metro there.
True, but we work in areas that you can't, that are really not metro accessible.
Yeah. Well, I'm not even. I'm probably a 30-minute walk to the closest metro from where I live. I live in D.C. proper. Outside of really accessible metro lines.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind it really. I'm a 50-minute drive from work.
Believe it or not, D.C. actually has neighborhoods like almost like suburbs.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I've been there many times actually.
Okay. Well, he lives in the north. Is it northwest?
Northwest.
Where it's lots of houses and, you know, streets and all that kind of thing.
Greens and gardens, and it's very pretty.
Yeah, it's not really like the city, even though it's in the city.
Yeah, in fact, I'm like 10 minutes from DuPont Circle, and I never go down there.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not? It's fun.
I'm too old.
Well, yeah, that's just it. and we did it when we were younger. I did it.
Oh, when I was younger, yeah, absolutely. I was there all the time, but...
Yeah, you get to our age, and you just want to relax.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not that far off from y'all, I'm assuming.
Oh, you're like 11 years younger than we are.
Oh, close enough. Yeah, my friends range from 20 to 50, so...
Oh. Well, now let's talk about what kind of man you're interested in.
You know, the running theme seems to be highly educated, nice guys.
Mm. Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So, and there's not a shortage of that around here. So, I've been more social as of late. When I, before I used to work like 80, 90 hours a week.
Oh.
That really wasn't that conducive. But now I've kind of eased up and I have been able to... go out and be a little bit more social.
So then you're going on dates, you mean?
Some. And just, you know, and also if you go out, you might not meet your future husband, but you might meet your future husband's friend. At least that's my
philosophy. No, you're right.
That's true.
Wait, it's too bad he doesn't live here, because I have someone I think I could set him up with. I'm talking about you now.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
That's good. You guys have to talk more about wine on your show. I'm trying to, like, you know, learn more about wine. I'm not very...
Oh, well, you know, you don't live too far from Texas wine country.
No. Actually, my sister lives smack in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you think that we don't talk about wine enough?
Well, no, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I need to... Well, no, you do, I guess, but...
Well, only maybe when the boyfriend's here. When the boyfriend's not here and it's just me talking, I don't talk enough about wine.
Do you drink it?
Oh, absolutely. We are currently drinking a Merlot from...
Godino Cellars.
Godino Cellars here in Virginia.
Brand new winery. This is, and it's nice. It's probably a little young, but,
yeah, I think
Archer insisted on opening it.
Absolutely not. That's a lie, because we just recorded two shows, and I went out to have a cigarette, of course, the smoky treat, and I said, you pick the wine. It's totally up to you. And he says, okay, Godino Merlot. And the first thing I thought was... We just got that bottle. That needs to lay down like 3 months at least.
Well, this could lay down for another year or two, but it's okay. There's a lot of berry, but we know the Virginia area. We live here, and so 2003 was and 2004 were a little wet. So a lot of the smaller wineries really don't have time to let these wines sit in the barrel and age. Like you would find in a larger winery. So when they put it in the barrel, they've got to bottle it, and it's up to you to store it. If it's a small winery.
Have you tried Rainbow Ridge yet?
Rainbow Ridge?
No, where's that?
Gay winery. I have no idea where it is, but they advertise about like the
world's first
gay winery.
Actually, yes, we saw that an advertisement for that at the Gay Men's Course.
Then where is it?
I don't know where it is. Do you know where it is?
Know. No, I don't know. And because we're trying to get them to sponsor one of the. There's the large theater here that has a gay and lesbian night once a month or for each of their productions, and we're trying to get Rainbow Ridge to showcase their wines there, so we can.
We'll have to look it up.
That would be cool. Now, so
obviously, but before we get off of wine,
yeah.
Have you been to Sister Creek Winery?
No, where is that in?
It's near San Antonio.
Okay.
Hmm. That's probably the best winery in Texas. Comal Creek is another very, very good one. So I would try those two. Those are very, very good.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And back to bars, by the way. Have you guys ever been to Berlin?
Like Germany?
Random. Yeah, like Germany.
No, not me, no.
You guys have to go. Because that's the only city where you ask where's a good gay bar, and they'll ask you what your fetish is.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was, it was very, I went there for the first time this year, and it was quite eye-opening.
Oh, well, so what was your fetish?
You know, I don't have one. That was my problem.
So see, I think he's, I think Travis is really like us. We don't really have a fetish.
I wouldn't mind, but there's nothing really, anything that's tripped my trigger so far.
Yeah.
But you know what? The night that had the most fun is actually I went out to a bear bar there. So, but I'm not a bear. But I met a couple people from the States that were like, that could speak German and English and kind of bridge the gap for me. So maybe that was what made it nice.
Okay,
you know,
so
Archer has a plaid shirt fetish. Is there a plaid shirt bar out there?
Stop.
Well, I guess that would have to be the. You mean in Berlin or in Houston?
In Berlin.
Where would he go?
I don't know. Like, quite frankly, like I said, Berlin was very interesting. Like, I think it's It's a city that still lives in the shadow of World War II. Because, I mean, it was pretty much decimated in World War II, and now they've rebuilt it. And still, it seems like a lot of Germany's shame still kind of hangs around there.
I was going
to
say,
if you go to other places in Germany, it's not as bad.
Yeah.
But as you were, what were you going to say?
I was going to say it lives in the shadows of the 1920s. Because that's when Berlin, the decadence of the Weimar period and the...
it was very gay.
Very gay, very liberal. I think we could take Archer somewhere with his shirts. I got boots. Can I go somewhere with boots?
They've got it. I mean, if you want it, they've got it there. Now, if you want it here, there's the place called the Brazos River Bottom, and that's kind of where everyone goes for that kind of thing.
Well, now listen.
Wait.
I want to ask him a question.
No, wait. We'll have to go with your... You wear the plaid shirt, I'll wear the boots, and we'll say we share a fetish.
Okay.
Go for it.
Well, plaid shirt and
boots.
And boots.
Sounds like a Western bar to me.
But then what will we do?
Some of the leather bars will let you in if you're in cowboy getup.
Oh.
We don't have any of that.
If you listen to... I think it's an absolutely fabulous podcast or something like that. There's a guy in Boston that talks about going out to this leather bar, and I looked it up on the web since he mentioned it. And one of their things that if you can get into the, in order to get into the back room, you have to either be wearing leather or you can be wearing full Western getup.
Do you have any cool Western getups?
No, actually, I don't. I'm pretty. Plain Jane preppy kind of guy.
Well, now, you said that you're not a bear, so I would like you to describe yourself physically.
Wait, are you recording this or no?
Oh, yes. This is a show.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, I was turning down my volume at that point, and I couldn't hear. All right. Well, let's see. I am 6 feet tall. I am, like, 190 pounds. I am like you. I've kind of put on weight in the past year, but... It'll come off eventually. Brown hair, blue eyes.
Oh.
I don't know. When I was in Germany, I blended in. I kind of looked very German.
Uh-huh.
So.
It's really too bad he doesn't live here.
Yes, it is. Now, what size shoes do you wear?
I'm currently wearing 11s.
Oh, my.
There's no correlation.
No correlation?
Yeah.
Aw.
That
would be the next question.
Now, what were you trying to get at?
I want to know how hung he is.
I would never have guessed.
Now let him speak.
Oh my goodness.
Tell us, Travis.
It's
just you and me.
Yeah,
No, and the entire world.
Yeah, the things that have been found to correlate are arm span and finger span between your thumb and your index finger.
Okay, how much distance do you have between your thumb and your forefinger?
That's for me to know and y'all to find out.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
For some reason that it really does annoy me when people brag about that, because I'm not really, I'm more of a personality guy. I know that sounds really lame, but like when someone just like tells you your penis size, I kind of, it removes the mystery.
I completely agree. And you know what? The older you get, Travis, the more you're going to rely on that personality thing. I'm serious, because
that's what I'm banking on.
For example, I think the boyfriend is more attracted to my personality than my body.
Well,
now what makes you say that?
But when all is said and done, when all is said and done, your body will age. However, your personality pretty much stays the same, unless you get Alzheimer's or something like that.
But that's well, but you know, here's my observation on that, because you know we're 40 something broads here. And I am definitely not a technology online kind of guy. I mean, back in the day, when you met someone, you had to really, I guess, schmooze or have a lot of face-to-face if you wanted to date someone.
Right, right.
So things like penis size and
positions,
the size
you
of
lie.
your muscles and your pecs and all of this. Well, none of that. I mean, in the online generation, all of that's out in the open, so you don't really know anything. I mean, no, I can't say that. You know everything about the person before you even meet them. And then when you meet them, it's almost anticlimactic, because now you have to deal with this person face-to-face. You know they have a, you know, 8-inch dick, and they go to the gym 6 times a week. But
beyond
there's
that,
nothing, before I met the lovely Archer, and I'm madly in love with him. Aww. But I went, you know, because I'd never done online internet dating between, you know, Archer, my last boyfriend. And so I was just kind of surprised when, you know, I put my ad up, and it basically said I enjoy tennis and jogging and a walk through the woods, whatever it was. And then you get ads from people who basically just put it all out there. 7-inch cock, uncut, bottom, go to the gym 10 times a week, make $80,000 a week. I mean, so there was nothing to discover about that person. Then when you met them on a date, you realized either they were lying,
right,
or all they had was really what they put online, because
there was nothing upstairs, right?
And that was new to me, because when I came out, and you had to meet people the old-fashioned way, and you had to make those decisions based on a few dates and how they interacted with your friends, and then you realize, well, he's just a jerk or a liar or whatever. So I don't know. I don't know what's better, but...
Well, now, what's been your experience, Travis? Are you an online dater?
You know, like, I do a lot with computers, and I've used them very extensively throughout my life. I got my first computer in 1979, so I was 4.
Was it a Commodore 64?
No, it was an Apple II.
Ooh.
How old were we in 1979?
That doesn't 15? Matter.
15?
Yeah.
79, I was 15, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, and I remember getting my high-speed modem in 1981, which is 300 baud, so that kind of dates me.
Oh,
but,
my God.
But I started, like, I used to chat on gay.com, like, in 1994, and back then it was actually... You know, just a chat. It really wasn't like a...
In 1994, that would have been like a BBS system.
Well, no, the World Wide Web was really kind of... It got deployed around circa 1993. That's when it kind of got really big. And then, I guess, it was probably 1995 that I was chatting on it. And back then, it was actually regional and really wasn't hookup oriented.
Oh.
And then, I've just kind of... As time has gone on, it's gotten more and more geared towards just sex, and not my thing. So I've really not done much with it lately.
That's all it is.
Yeah,
Gay.com, Manhunt.net, and Craigslist is all about sex.
And I'll pass.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so then how do you meet your dates? I mean, like, what do you do?
The old-fashioned way. You've got a network.
Like
last night, I went to a gay and lesbian chamber of commerce networking event.
Oh,
wow!
And there was actually a tequila tasting. They decided to do something rather than a wine tasting. They did a tequila tasting. So
that's interesting.
Yeah. So I met some people that I won't necessarily want to date them, but they're very nice, you know, and maybe we'll hang out in the future. We'll see.
Yeah,
because any event like that, even if you don't meet your future husband, you do meet some friends.
Yeah.
Some people who
actually,
be friends.
I've got plenty of friends, too. I'm just trying to... Whereas before, I'd have to say no, I've got to work or something. Now I basically try to say yes to pretty much anything and everything.
Good for you. Well, now, have you always been single, or have you been in relationships before?
I have been in relationships before, so... when, let's see, my last one ended in September. So
oh.
It hasn't been that long ago.
It's no.
not bad. It's fine. I'm not, and I'm not an unhappy single person, if that makes sense.
Oh, that makes total sense.
Absolutely, yes.
I was very happily single for a long time.
I was too, for like 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, even if I don't go out, I don't mind reading a book or you know, or playing around with GarageBand 3. So
now let's totally switch topics here.
All right.
Now that you're talking about GarageBand 3, have you ever considered doing a podcast yourself?
Yes, I have, but there's a bit of a learning curve, and I'm trying to, you know, figure out exactly how it all goes together. That's why I was asking you, like, how you hooked in your microphone and that kind of thing.
Right.
I've also got a G5 Power Mac Tower thingy. I don't know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, actually, it's pretty old considering, but I can't. It doesn't have a microphone in. It doesn't have a little microphone.
No way.
No.
It's got to have an audio input somehow.
It's got the SPDIF, the little optical one.
Oh, yeah, I have that, too.
But that's, it doesn't
basically
have
useless.
Yeah, I mean, well, I've got, you know, a DVD player, I guess, to hook it up, but I don't have a way of hooking a microphone to the DVD player. So I've been looking into mixers and that kind of thing.
Yes.
So I've asked the P&S guys what they use.
Yeah, because they have a suite setup, I think.
Yeah, yeah. They use something called the Alesis, A-L-E-S-I-S, and it's like the nice thing about it is that it's an analog mixer and it goes right into the USB port.
So yeah.
You can have up to 8 mics and everything.
Yeah, that's a nice setup. As I told you, I have this basic Radio Shack setup with 2 simple, cheap-ass microphones and do it through the audio in, and that's it.
Well, if it were, I mean, it sounds good. I just don't want to sound too tinny. Like, a lot of the cheaper microphones, like, they drop out the bass.
Yes.
And then, like, I don't know if you listen to, like, any other podcasts that are not necessarily gay, but even, like, a lot of the straight men sound kind of gay just because the, you know, the bottom half of their voice has been cut out by their cheap microphone.
Well, I have... excuse me. I have to admit that I don't listen to any other podcasts except gay podcasts.
And I want to ask, what do straight men podcast about?
Well, the ones I'm thinking of are like computer ones or electronic ones or that kind of thing.
Okay, well, I do listen to NPR podcast. And like the Mac World one, whatever that one is.
Yeah, I'm thinking of, the one I'm really thinking of is something called Engadget. It's actually a blog that has an audio weekly podcast as well.
I haven't both heard
of them,
that.
Well, both of the guys are straight, but if you listen to them, I'm like, these guys sound a little gay, but you know, then they talked about their girlfriends on their Valentine show, so I'm like, okay. But hey, this is something I've been thinking about, that there's this guy at work, and I just assumed that he was gay, because like, he doesn't wear a wedding ring. He wears lots of silver jewelry and like turquoise and all that other stuff.
Turquoise,
sorry. And he sings opera and this kind of thing, you know, just like, you know, for the heck of it, I guess. And the other day he was talking about his wife and 2-year-old daughter, and I was just shocked.
Oh, God.
How old is he?
Huh?
How old is he?
He's my age. He's probably 29. You know, late 20s, early 30s.
I have to say, guys your age, you just can't. When I was your age, it was a little easier to tell. But, like...
with metrosexuals today.
Well, I was going to say, we're working with, in my department... Well, you know, I'm a school teacher. We have a student teacher. Right. And for the life of me, I cannot figure out this. He is cute, cute, cute. But... I'm looking for all the telltale signs, and he's got almost all of them. But then, you just can't tell because he's very hip. He has a very metrosexual look. He's very outgoing, very cute, and he's uninterested in sports. Because I work in a department full of men, and right. They're all about March Madness and all of this crap. And he wants to read the style, because we get the new, we get 2 newspapers in the department. He wants to read the style section.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, oh, well, of course, but then not really. Yeah. You just don't know.
Oh, so, I bet he's gay.
I don't know.
No, I don't know about that because, like, I've gotten a few degrees along the way, and like as I've gotten into the higher graduate degree programs, like there's a lot more metrosexuals, or at least guys that aren't interested in sports yet are still heterosexual. So it's just a big head scratcher to me.
I think more fluid. I think their sexuality is more fluid. Like, my conclusion about this guy, he's probably boinking girls, but if a cute guy comes his way, he's not going to say no.
So are you? Do you subscribe to the buy now, gay later?
No, I subscribe to fluidity of sex. I mean, I really do think the Kinsey scale, where 10% of us are definitely heterosexual, 10% are definitely homosexual, and then the rest are somewhere in between. I think your generation is more willing to embrace the somewhere in between. I mean, I say I am definitely gay.
You're a six?
Yes, he is a six.
What's a six?
Six means you've only ever had sex with men.
Absolutely. But you're not a six.
I'm a five. I've had sex with women twice.
But you liked it.
It was okay. The first time I hated it. The second time there was another guy. It was a threesome. It was a guy and a girl.
But you could have sex with a woman if you had to.
I was looking at the guy the whole time I was doing
it. Well, but anyway, I am confident that I cannot have sex with a woman. But
well, I couldn't do it anymore.
You know, from our time, you know, when I came out in the 80s, you were either one way or the other, and if you didn't, you were a fence sitter. And I knew guys who claimed to be bisexual, and they really never they didn't fit in with, you know, gay friends, and they had to pretend with heterosexual friends. But right. I think these days, I don't think it's really that much of an issue anymore.
Go ahead.
No, and the other thing that trips up gaydar is European.
Oh, yeah.
Even, like, in the 90s, like, you know, like, is he just European or gay, you know?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's just kind of percolating over into the States now.
But Europeans, I've been to Europe 3 or 4 times, and it's the same. I think our metrosexuals are Europeans, where Europeans don't really have this set in stone concept of sexuality, because I've met Europe when I was in Europe. You know, you meet men who are married, but their wives knew they played around with other women or they had a couple of boys. I mean, whatever. Just wasn't. In fact, when I worked for the Department of Energy, and I worked with a female who was Jamaican, but her heritage is German. Like, oh, American women are so stupid. They get all excited when their husbands have an affair, and what's the big deal? In Europe, we don't really care. I mean, she just thought it was all a load of nonsense that we have to have the labels, and we have to fit, and, you know, the labels are there, and we have to fit under one category, and it's not really like that. Like in India, for example. In India, where Judeo-Christianity hasn't really touched society, there is no such thing as gay or straight. It's just gender roles. So, like, men up to a certain age fulfill roles that we associate with the feminine in their households. So, like, young boys take on the roles of what young girls would do. And they may even have, in their teenage years, they may even have male lovers. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to get married. Stop doing that.
Are you going to play little crickets in post-production?
I'm just making a very good point.
Good idea. Thanks, Travis.
I'm trying to make a point that only in Judeo-Christian society do we have to peg ourselves gay or straight, when in fact most of us are probably somewhere in between.
I completely agree.
So you can stop snoring.
Well, listen, Travis, this is running a little bit longer than our usual show, but
I apologize.
No, not at all.
I didn't mean to keep y'all.
Absolutely.
No, I'm heading out.
Okay. No problem.
No, it's fine. I'm going to be heading out pretty soon.
But just a quick question for you. Do you have any questions for us?
Oh. Let's see. I'm trying to think. So, well, why didn't you try the warm water trick the other day when you were going to wake up the boyfriend?
Everybody was bugging me about this, waking up the boyfriend on the video. They wanted me to scream at you. They wanted me to pour water on you. They wanted me to undo your pants all the way.
You've remember heard the video?
You've
heard of, like, putting the warm water, like the person's hand in warm water.
Right, to make them pee.
Yeah.
I didn't think of any of that stuff. I was just being silly.
Well, someone would be in jail for murder.
It would be, he would be in jail.
Nah, Actually, I remember, well, one time, I don't know if you guys ever, I was waking up my dad, and he was, like, asleep on the couch, and I lifted up his eyes to wake him up, and it scared the crap out of him, and he actually, like, kicked, and he got me, and I was so scared, and he was so scared, and actually, I remember that was the only time that I ever wet my pants. I can remember.
Archer wets his pants all the time.
And I just remember we were laughing so hard after that. But while it happened, I was like, okay, I'm never going to try that on my dad ever again. Never did.
You learned a lesson that day.
Yes, I did. Well, someday, you guys are going to have to, like, have you guys already gone over how you met and all that other stuff?
We have done that on earlier podcasts, but we can always review it again sometime.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
And by the way, all of the podcasts that are that we've done before, all 187 of them, are still available for download.
I'll try to download them sometime. I just haven't had that much time. The only podcast that I've listened through all the episodes was PNS Explosion.
Oh, I love
those
guys.
The only reason why I did that was because I had the flu and I didn't want to watch TV, so I just set up my laptop and just listen to him for...
Understandable. I love those guys.
I can give you a two-sentence summary if you're interested.
Sure.
Archer was looking for a model. I was a model. And I responded to his ad. Nude men.
Because I take nude photographs.
And
of men.
I came here. I took my clothes off. But that wasn't how we started dating. In fact, it was 2 months after that photo shoot that we... And in fact, I asked him on a date.
That's true.
So that's how we met.
Interesting.
I was a model. So he was a photographer.
I never realized that you were a naked model.
Yeah.
He has been many, many times. If you go to my blog...
I've seen those. I didn't realize that it was Stanislav.
Yeah.
He is there. He's like number...
11, I think.
Well, I think it's changed since then. I think it's number 6 now.
I'm at full attention.
He is. He has no problem.
Spoiling mystery.
Exactly, but he has no problem showing himself. So, all right. Well, Travis, we have to wrap this up. So,
all right, sounds good.
Thank you so much, and we're going to have to talk again sometime.
Sounds great.
All right,
like
thank you so much.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay, boys and girls, that's the end of the call-in shows. We've done 3 this week, and I think that's all we're going to do. So
Travis sounded very cute.
He was, oh my gosh.
And I have a couple of friends around his age who would love to go out with him.
I would like to see a picture of him. Yeah. So, Travis, if you're listening to the show, and I know you are, feel free to send us a picture. Actually, oh my gosh, I didn't think about this. I wonder if he's on the Frapper map on Archer Radio. I think he is, but I don't know if he's got a picture on there. Come on.
Oh, there's me taking a nap. That was a horrible video.
Everyone
loved it. That was very mean.
That
was so mean.
People sent me emails about it.
I thought it was mean.
No. Okay, this is taking forever to come up. But in any case, Travis, send us a picture of you because you sound absolutely adorable. And Stanislaus has people he'd like to set you up with.
He sounds very smart.
He does. Travis, I don't see you on the map.
Frap yourself, Travis.
Travis, get yourself on the Frapper map with a picture. All right, we do have to go. This is way too long, sweetheart. We've been going for almost 40 minutes.
It's not
minutes.
My fault.
I know. I'm sorry. All right, so boys and girls, until next time, say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.